083 333 3975. Damien, could you play the full version of Country Roads before the end of the programme? Thank you very much, Bear. I did play some of it. I might get a little bit more in a little while. Damien, you must remember, being from the countryside, the population is now much bigger. Of course, it's harder to cycle or run or walk on these roads. There is 12 times more traffic on these roads, especially on rural roads. We had a couple of texts in earlier about food school meals. Again, we know we've a lot of parents and guardians listening this morning because of the schools being out. Somebody said, is lasagna a good school meal? Now, Linda Murray is on the line. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Damien.
Thanks very much for talking to me. Describe your nutrition company, please, and your Instagram and how people can follow you.
So my company is called Bioga Nutrition and I'm based in Kilkenny. And yeah, that person asking, is lasagna a good meal? There's lots of good meals, I suppose, but they vary hugely.
Just to let people know, Bioega, Bioega Nutrition.
Bioega. It means, now I could be given out to by some proper Gaelgor speakers, but in theory, it means vitality in Irish.
Vitality.
Vitality. So we're all lacking a little bit of vitality, Damien. Okay. So that's the inspiration behind the name.
Yeah, there are some people that speak a bit of Irish and they're like a sort of a cult. They're so sort of obsessive about getting the right words right. A lot more people are more relaxed about it. But if anybody wants to criticise Linda, please text me in now. the real word for vitality, Oscuelga, okay? But we'll go with Boega, the Bioga. There's been lots of controversy about the Hot Schools Meal Programme. I had a number of other texters from people in this broadcasting centre in the last week as well. What's happening with the hot school meals? The meals are crap, said another person. My school is not getting the hot school meals. So what's the official position, if you wouldn't mind, Linda?
So at the moment, the scheme has been rolled out. So it started as a pilot programme and it started with the intention of providing a nutritious hot meal to every child in the country. That's the intention behind it. And what a wonderful intention it is. However, it is a challenge because there's a huge amount of variety in There are nutritional standards there already, Damien, and I suppose that's something I wanted to point out. So this isn't a blind, you know, the companies can produce whatever they like, but unfortunately, there is no regulation within the companies and the standard from one company to another is absolutely ginormous. So I was actually talking to a principal recently and he's using a very small local company and is able to source halal meats as part of the programme coming into his school because he's using a local company and he's meeting the needs of the children in his school. Whereas I've other parents that I've spoken to and there's hardly meat been harmed in the making of their children's school meals. And as a result, their children are not eating the foods that they're getting. So I don't think it's not the same story across the board. And there's a huge disparity from school to school. And yes, it's not yet in all the schools, but I suppose the intention is that by 2030, it will be in all schools. Now, that's up for debate as well. Is it needed in all schools? I don't know.
What do you think?
In theory, I would think, wouldn't it be wonderful if all of the kids got a nutritious lunch? I'd love it. I think it would be a great idea. But I don't think that... I definitely think the priority should be for the kids who weren't previously getting a nutritious lunch and should, you know, could be now. I would rather if there was less children getting a better quality lunch than more children getting slop and thrown half it away. I suppose that would be the reality of it. Yeah. I mean, I know there's a huge amount of even variation between what kids can choose. But if the standards at the moment are saying they're supposed to be each meal should contain two servings from vegetable, salad or fruit. And absolutely, a lot of the choices do not even have that as a standard. Mm. You know, even in what your options to choose from are, they're not all been applied.
There is an issue in terms of schools in DESH areas or DESH schools, we talk about some children not having proper meals going to schools and parents not providing and putting in proper packed lunches and stuff that they might give the children would be just shite, excuse my language. And that's an issue. But now you have this, I suppose, extension of this idea that in theory we should have very good, lovely, very nicely made meals with lots of salads and juices and fruits for every child in this country. But that's not going to happen. And it's not happening. And as you say, the variety is you know, the disparity
It varies hugely. And I do think it's a pity. Like, I do think the intention behind the scheme is wonderful. And I do think there are some wonderful food producers out there that are participating in the scheme. But it does seem that the bigger companies with the bigger contracts, actually, that small company I was talking about, the only way they're able to provide into the school at the price that they're being paid per meal is that some of the school staff are doing, like, part, you know, not being funded by this scheme, but the school staff are actually supporting this food supplier to distribute food in the school.
Yeah.
So the system is working very well in that school because the school has been managed and it's a priority at the school. But, like, the schools are so overwhelmed already. The staff don't have spare time to be giving to this, especially in the bigger schools. You know, they just don't have the resources to, and we don't have kitchens in schools. I mean, in Japan, Damien, like, I know this is an ideal airy fairy world when you're looking at it from here, but in Japan, every school has a canteen and a nutritionist. Like, it's stuff of dreams for the likes of me, because, like, if you're feeding kids heavily processed foods like chicken nuggets every day, and don't get me wrong, I give my kids chicken nuggets, but I want to be able to give it to them. I don't want them to get all their rubbish when somebody else is feeding them. I want to have the opportunity when I have to have kids on a pitch at 6 o'clock that one night a week I can give them chicken nuggets and beans and that's okay, do you know? Yeah. Because, like, it is balanced. In the big scheme of things, you have to think, if they're eating 5 times a day, 7 days a week, if they've one or two meals where there's chicken nugget involved, that's fine. It just shouldn't be a daily basis.
No, it shouldn't.
If they're being provided these meals, they should be the better quality ones.
Yeah, and there have been certain schools over the years and they've tried to do the best. I was in a presentation college in Bray in my secondary school. But we had a guy called Ned who used to run the canteen. And he looked, when Father Ted came out and Father Jack appeared on screen, I said, "That's Ned. He looked like Father Jack." And I remember him smoking as he was cooking, and I remember him flicking the ashes, and I remember the stuff that he'd... I never once ate there. I just... Yeah. It just looked absolutely gross. It looked so disgusting.
I've had experiences like that in my past, I have to admit. And it does. And I mean, that's the problem. I mean, I was actually saying this to somebody recently. I'm an 8-year-old daughter. And she came home recently with the food dudes, vegetables. Now, my daughter does not like cooked vegetables, right? So, but she will eat raw vegetables. So she'll eat carrots and peppers and mange too and cucumbers. She's good on raw stuff. She's not good on cooked stuff. And that's fine. We negotiate and, you know, we get a little bit of cooked stuff into her. But the food she brought home that week, or the vegetables she brought home that week, she wouldn't eat. And she loves these vegetables normally. So if that's a child's first introduction to those vegetables, they're gone. So how are you supposed to encourage a child to eat a cucumber if you actually think it might be a courgette? Do you know what I mean? Because it's so dry and disgusting. And I'm not saying that it's an easy task to try and introduce these foods across the whole, you know, the whole country. That's the point. It's very difficult when you get to a bigger size that you're trying to implement these systems. If you're not doing it on a local basis, it just becomes too big and centralised, and you lose the quality of what you're trying to do. Food should be local, it should be seasonal, it shouldn't be sitting in plastic for days on end. It just doesn't taste like it should at that point.
I think the government are all over the place on this. And I think some local politicians and local TDs are all over the place as well, because they're saying this would be great in theory, but in practice it's not really working. I'd love some parents and teachers to continue to text us in. Teachers especially as well, because we've a lot of schools in Waterford that have this. We have a lot of schools in Waterford that have tried to bring this in. I can't see it working. I don't know what's going to happen. I just can't see it working, that it's going to be nutritionally advantageous for the children, because the children are not stupid as well. If you serve them rubbish stuff, a lot of them will just reject it. And then you're going to have an awful lot of food waste.
Yeah, I'd agree with you. And also, there's currently no differentiation between a portion that a junior infant gets and a sixth class child gets. So already you're going to have food waste or a hungry child, you know, because they're not going to get the same amount of food. I don't think it's hopeless in that. I do think that in every town and village in Ireland, we have cafes and restaurants and hotels who have the ability to produce good quality food. And I don't think we need, you know, if we were able to get our local food producers on board, give them a smaller menu, they don't need 30 things to choose from, but maybe you have three options or four options or five options on a daily basis, and remove the rubbishy options and give them a, you know, a meat and two veg type of dinner or a curry type of dinner and a vegetarian versus a meat versus, you know, give the variation within it. It doesn't need, like, I sometimes think we overcomplicate things. Yeah. We don't need to be. Like, if you swap a chicken goujon to a piece of chicken breast, you've made the quality of that meal better.
Yeah.
And it's not to take away from the occasional chicken goujon, to my point. It's just those small swaps can make a huge difference, Damien. And I suppose for parents who are panicking, it's the big picture that you have to think about as well. So if they are having a chicken fillet roll twice a week in school, well, so be it. That maybe means that you just, you put some extra peppers into your bolognese when you're making your bolognese for them, or your chicken curry, you put some vegetables into it yourself, or peas into your rice, or whatever it is. You know, I don't want parents to be under additional pressure, because the theory of this scheme is it should be taking the pressure off of parents. And I do think if we give feedback to our schools and the schools are able to work with the providers or give feedback to the government, I do think they can improve the thing. And if there are smaller local producers, maybe they will be able to produce a better quality product for us while supporting local suppliers. In theory, this should be a really positive thing for local suppliers, for local food producers, and for our kids. It should be a really good thing. And I do think if they make some changes, it should work.
Yeah.
But does it need to be in every school for every child? I don't know.
No, probably not. BEOGA, Beoga Nutrition, and it means vitality, and it really does. It really does. Linda, it's lovely to talk to you. First time having a chat. I'd love to chat to you again, okay? Is that all right?
Thanks for the call, Damien. I really appreciate it.
Not at all. Have a good day. God bless. Thank you, Linda.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Linda Murray there, Beoga Nutrition, BEOGA. You'll find her on Instagram and other different aspects.